Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Today's wisdom moment is coming from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 11 through 12. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, as a father the son he delights in. This is such an important wisdom moment because the enemy has so messed up our viewpoint of discipline that immediately the enemy tells us that we're not loved when we're disciplined. Mm-hmm. And God's going, he's letting us know right here. He says, listen, because I love you, because your father loves you, he's going to discipline you. And he says, my son, he said, do not despise discipline. When you look at the word despise is to regard with contempt, distaste, disgust, disdain, scorn, or loath. Oh, great. Here it comes, right? Mm-hmm. Here it comes. And he's saying, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't when difficult times are coming and things are not going right, he says, you know, listen, don't despise this. Don't despise the discipline. And he says in Hebrews, he says, consider hardship as discipline. Don't just hold on and realize God's doing something. And we think about discipline. Discipline is defined as training to act in accordance with rules and drills. I mean, my goodness, can you imagine that? In the church, listen, I'm going to encourage you, you know, rules and order and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so don't despise when all of a sudden God's going, listen, you're off track. You know, you're not doing what's right. You need to do what's right here. You need to turn back on the path again. Discipline is training to act in accordance with rules and drills. Also, activity, exercise, or regimen that develops or improves a skill or training. In other words, God, you think about difficult times and going through a boot camp situation for the military or going through, it trains you up. We're trained up by our circumstances and in life's event. If we're involved in life, we're getting trained up. Mm-hmm. Also, punishment inflicted by way of correction or discipline. You know, our prison system used to be called a correction system. And although that it still is, so many people see it as a punishment system. But our goal as Americans, we want to be able to correct folks. We want to be able to correct them instead of a punish, because the whole point is to help the person get back on track again. And then he says, don't resent it. So that a resentment means to feel or to show displeasure or indignation at a person or an act or remark or at that discipline from a sense of injury or insult. I mean, your lips are sticking out so far because you're going through something. Mm-hmm. And God's just trying to train you up. He's trying to get you to a place that you prayed about. You said, dear God, use me. He says, okay, great. Let me just take you through this. It's like, you know, I want to be a soldier on the front lines. Great. The first thing you're going to do is going to go through boot camp. You're going to go through training. And you think about it. He says, and do not resent or despise his rebuke. I mean, how many people really think if somebody deals with you harshly because of a situation that you're going to be so offended that you can never have a relationship with that person again. You just get up totally offended. Mm-hmm. And he's like, God rebukes us. But he loves us. He rebukes those he loves. And rebuke is to express sharp, stern disapproval, reprove, or reprimand. Sharp, stern disapproval, reprove, or reprimand. Kind of the same definition of both of them there. But understand, it's just sharp. It's like, bam, you know, God deals with it. And if you understand, he disciplines those he loves as a father, and he rebukes us as a father would a son he loves, then understand, God's not loving you. It's the fact that he loves us. And it makes me think of Proverbs 1, 22-23, when he says, how long, think about this, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 22-33, how long will you who are simple love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery, or fools hate knowledge? Repent at my rebuke. Mm-hmm. Think about that. Repent at my rebuke. Then, if you repent at my rebuke, he says, then I will pour out my thoughts to you, and I will make known to you my teachings. But since you refused to listen when I called, and no one paid attention when I stretched out my hand, since you disregarded my advice and did not accept my rebuke, I, in turn, will laugh at your disaster when it strikes you. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm. When disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind. When distress and trouble overwhelm you. Then you will call, but I won't answer. Then you will look for me, and you will not find me. Since they hated knowledge, and they did not choose to fear the Lord. Since they would not accept my advice and spurn my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their own schemes. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. Listen to this. But whoever listens to me, whoever understands my rebukes and responds, whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. I mean, you think about, I'm thinking about, you know, in regards to Hebrews, when you think about, we just get this rebuke thing. We're thinking like, God must not love me no more. And you spend the next 6 months trying to get the knowledge of the love of God again. Instead of responding to, no, he just said, knock that off. He says, I don't want you to do that. And he says about it, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 4 through 11, he says, in your struggle against sin, have you not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood? And have you completely forgotten this word of encouragement that addresses you as a father addresses a son? It says, my son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline and do not lose heart when he rebukes you. Don't make light of it. And don't lose heart. And if we misunderstand his love for us, it's difficult. You have to understand he loves you. And that's why he's actually dealing with that in our lives. And he says this, he says, because the Lord disciplines those he loves. And he chastises those he accepts as sons. Endure hardship as discipline. God is training you up as his child. For what children are not disciplined by their father? If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are, if you are disciplined, then you are, if you are not disciplined, if you don't go through that, he says, you're like an illegitimate child. Not a true son, not a true daughter of God, if you're not willing to go through that. Mm. Moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father, capital F, of our spirit and live? They disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good in order that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, think about that. Later on, however, it produces. You want something to be produced in your life? You're going to have to go through this. Mm-hmm. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who are trained up by it. Today's Wisdom Moments, Proverbs 3, 11 through 12. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline. Do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves as a father, the son he delights in. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more in viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.